So that's the issue. So that's the Gemara says many times, I need an offer, you should. So that's the goal. The goal of the law, I'm not doing it, it's only going to be Rabban. So at least the Rabban is going to be Rabban. So that's how we have a list of cases where we are not going to need an offer. For example, the Mach Mechola. Now you have a Chola, Shem is Hakona. A person is sick. Then not Shem is Hakona. Also, he has a heart to even get there. So you have a heart to even. So it's permissible for us to go and to call up the doctor, to drive the patient to the hospital, for a doctor, whatever. Everything is after drama. I'm even after it's after drama to do. You see in the lack of their answers. As long as you have to go to do everything, the Gemara says it's after drama. Even if the Chayla, if the Chayla Shayim or Chakana, no one is nervous at all. The kid is not, no major capacity. The kid just has a high fever. A person is sick and has to lay in bed. That's called the Chayla Shayim or Chakana. So all I'm even after is missing. All the mocking stop by the Chayim. I'm even after is missing. Let's say the homeless fell into a ditch. And the only way to get to Behema out is by jamming a boy to dig a bigger hole, which is to get a tractor to pull it out or something. So that's all. I'm here enough here. Let's just move the child on Shabbos. It's all kind of like that. But it's Kabbalah-Khan if you don't move the child. So it's Shulchan Aruch. I'm here enough here in Mitzvah. Nothing's Kabbalah-Khan. So this is another one of the clues. It's about 10 cases. 10 situations where we are not here. I'm here enough here. So this is one of them. I'm here enough here in Mitzvah. So nothing has told us to see our parents. That's the head. So the Gemara says during Shabbos, I'm not going on rule. And then you have this head there. They have fellows keep their credit, if you have a heter, I mean, enough of you is mutter, or to try in a chas Hashem, no evidence is mutter, then you have these kudas. Either if they have kushas keep their credit, which means it's not written properly, or a clock of the deal, or even if it's not written properly, but it has kushas Hashem. So Hashem is a kudashim in this case. But if it's a Megillah Sester that's not written properly, so you either have kushas keep their credit, because it's shlo the deal, shlo a clock, nor does it have any Hashem is a kudashim, because Megillah Sester has no Hashem for real, then you let it go, and you're not permitted to do any hatorim. You don't have to be maksim. So this major machlokes is these four things according to the law. No, it's a chatanach to me. I have a tanach over here. So let's say this tanach is printed on paper, and it doesn't have any oil type. And these are the new parts that oil is needed in the ink like a pillar, and to be able to run past it. So a whole pillar, you show me, and I tell them, halakha maksim, that's how you pass it. Achatzila, if you prepare a tzila mitzvah, it's best to be looking at things that has oil, so you use the shemen, and if you have it, if you have it, that shemen wouldn't pass it. It's like that, so you're saying it's okay. The letters are black, and you could have been to the other, it doesn't pass it. But it's not written on parchment. It's written on paper. So let's say the one who came to be Tanakh was a Jew. Let's say the religious Jew wasn't a girl. Well, this Tanakh had to be just this after the shemen. So the two opinions in paper. One of the universities is that they only use cloth for Megillah Esther and Tachamish Shulchan Shetayah. So the first five books, you know, Chamisha Chum Seher, don't have Kedushas, and the Megillah Esther is no good, but the rest have Mamish Kedushas Kisya Tetsh. And the other day, he says, no, but he's talking about all Kisya Tetsh, and he's yelled, and he's cracked, you need everything for all Kisya Tetsh. And this has no Kedusha, not a Kishen, it's a Kedusha Kashen, but it doesn't have Kedusha. It says Kisya Tetsh, it would not have Kedusha, not for the Chamisha Chum Seher, nor for Megillah Esther, nor for the rest of Israel. So this Machlokes, he's quoted the other day, because I'm not going to put him. And the time has a timer, it has a chumer, based on this Ramah. The fact is, we don't ensure that the Shabbos, when somebody gets knocked at the end of the Torah, okay, so he leaves, he learns a certain section from the Zim. So we normally have a dream that Ram should be Shabbos, he has to Rashi, the Ramah not there. It's more because he didn't have Shama. But from Tanakh, whenever you learn from Tanakh, he's supposed to learn, he's supposed to have you're not supposed to say it that way. So that's what about Kelly, you're supposed to learn, so he's supposed to look inside, not supposed to learn the schedule at home. I see you don't need words from inside. What about the one who reads my first? No one has to read from inside. Inside what? If he reads from the printed chumash, which just has the one half printed, an excerpt from the Yeshua, an excerpt from the Festo, that's called reading my first. It's only considered reading the Zohar Tzav if he learns from the Sefer Shalom. So my whole faith is a Festo, so my whole faith doesn't have to read the whole Festo, we read the section which is after for one seeing from a paper wherever that thing comes from, Shmuel, I think, from Sefer Shmuel. That's the Sefer the Devil of Elder. You have to learn it from a Sefer Shalom, a Sefer Shmuel, to have that one part written. So the Shiloh is the common practice is that nobody learns in the first Shem, they just learn from the Prince of Hatzor. That's no good. So the Tzad Chaimer, of course the Kehillot couldn't afford to buy, they were fooling you, so they couldn't afford to buy, let's say, the Shalom of Yeshua and Shosh and the Shmuel and Malach, and it cost a lot of money, they couldn't afford. So the Tzad said, but if they had the Shalom, they had a Prince of Tzad Shalom. So the Tzad, and Yehudaya, and the Levin Avraham, and Arachayim, quotes the Tzad and Yehudaya, who preceded him, he quotes the name from the Tzad Shalom from over here. Like the one who gets knocked here, learn from the Sefer Shmuel. The one who has some Sefer Yitzchak, learn from the Sefer Yitzchak. Because according to one opinion, and there are more, that has, according to one opinion in this case, that has to do with Sefer Yitzchak in it. A man has to do with Sefer Yitzchak. This is Tanakh is printed by the world, it's a different story, and for sure it does not do with Sefer Yitzchak. But if it's printed by the religious Jew, the fact that it's on paper, it's not going to be happy to be able to tell according to one opinion in the Ramah. That's what the time says in the other day, and he recommends of course the best thing is to learn that the one who gets knocked should learn from a clock. He should learn from a Sefer Shalom of Shmuel or a Sefer Shalom of Yitzchak that's written on parchment. But if you know, if he really doesn't have that, if no one can prepare to see it from a clock, because there's no one who couldn't, that's how tell you should learn from a Sefer Shalom of the Tanakh. That's what the Tanakh says in the other day, and we're going to have one quote from another time, based on this quote.
What's
the thing about the cloud? All the shame of Hashem, like Alec Dalek Munir, and you
give up things, and the king. I thought it was essentially
said that you're
not
allowed
to write our
code to draw up. You don't know that any of the atheists that he says play with gold. You have to write it
all
with
black.
To draw it shut up. Yeah, that's the better stuff, Jordan. Don't have any special secret codes. But in Tanakh, they used to want to make the Tanakh fancy, so they never had the Shem Hashem, so they said he used to sprinkle on gold, and he would write it in gold, golden. So the Lord said, you're not allowed to do that. He wanted that piece of piece of money, he had to do it, he got to his blocking. That's the only thing I'm allowed to put on gold.
Why is gold inferior than
oil? Gold is probably important because it's not black. No, it's not inferior. You have black gold is good. It might be good. According to the other Rishon, the Rambam over has to adopt the black. According to the other Rishon, the Rambam and the Priest got some black. So why is gold purple? Could be because it covers up. Could be if you write it back with gold ink, it would be fresh. But if you order the black ink and you sprinkle down the gold, then you're learning about that. Because you can't really see the black and the letters. If the gold covers up the whole thing. Like if you have, let's say, Shaiva covering up the letters. Also you can't learn because the letters is covered up. You wouldn't know what's written on the
news.
Yes.
Maybe
no, apparently that is the practice. But the stuff in one of the makers says, if they're offensive, so they think of gold on the outside. So the bride is saying, that practice is improper. But it's not back on the outside, so the fact that also the prayer may not be written as gold. So these two days again, because for these two opinions in places...
But Dr. Ali Mahdi, what is the word?
So the Magen Avraham in the Tzad says that the Chakir, the best thing is to have a Sefer Shalom with 10 o'clock. If the Kira doesn't care for a bad or the Balkan, he doesn't have enough time to go prepare everything. The second best is to have a Sefer Shalom. That's the basis. Later thoughts in time, the Chazanish has in his version of Torah, right? She's very similar about it. They find that it doesn't make any sense. They find the whole part of Ramadan doesn't make any sense to them. Then can you speak of 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, 2 days in Tosfos, if you have a paper Yeshua written on paper, video, okay. It's written on the same side of the page in a small long piece of paper. But the way we have it, it's something done for our life time. This is not kosher at all for 30 paper. At the beginning, no paper, if you have paper Yeshaya written on single sheet. Single sheets of paper, they're not connected. What paper in that world? They're not Mechud Yach, they're not Mechud Yach, that's not a paper shell. You just take a clip and you clip it together like a paper shell. Throw it together with the binding over here, that doesn't make it a paper shell. So the shell in front of Mechud Yach Yachad is a board written on one side of one piece of paper, and different pieces of paper that are glued together and sewn together. But this is Samuel's coming. Printed on this side, that side, then you glue together another sheet. But the damage is a different piece of paper, there's no clear. That's what it has, and each time that's a lot of the time. They have been fighting against the mother of Yom and against the child in the other day. This is not good. Nobody would say that this is good. I think it's fair enough. La halacha, the person said regarding Kriyat HaTorah, the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Yisrael Dab Tanakh, Yom Shibichtav, Yiyat HaRashay Yom Na'atah. But anything from the Tanakh may not be said by Salter. You must say that from the Tanakh. The case is raising the kasha, how do you say Krishna? How do you say Rav Yashi? How do you say Sikri Zimu? Okay, everything is Tech Aksav. Even if you buy from the Sikri, that's not Tech Aksav. Can you call the Tech Aksav? You have a Tech Shalom? Who learns Krishna from the Tech Shalom? Who says Rav Yashi from the Tech Shalom? I'm Shmai. Who wants to say Sikri Zimu from the Tech Shalom? Nobody says from the Tech Shalom. So there are different answers that the Tech Shalom give. But if you're there in our Italian, accept the answer that takes you right from Tmura. Even if you take it from Tmura. That this cloud, if you don't have the question, you don't have the answer, but this cloud, one should explain, the Yatra Hashem, I'm not there, only applies when somebody is learning and is being Moti Acher with Eichel Vos. When the Bachor is learning to be Moti everybody with Tzirat HaTorah, then you begin to have to learn the Tzirat HaTorah to be Moti Yavim. But if every person is saying for himself, then you go aloha, one should explain, the Yatra Hashem, I'm not there. And it's based on the Gemara. So the Kali is only one of you. Oh, oh. So the person say aloha, not succeeding. Even sometimes do the right thing. Once in a while, they're judging him. So the Kabbalistic is asking, so like a student did. They say, if you're learning from a class, if the dog not there, he's learning from a class, he's talking about class, and everybody should listen, and they'll be right there. That's the theory of the Torah. Everybody listens to that Torah, they're right there. But if he's not learning from a class, he's learning from a printed paper, even from a paper shalom, because you really, they're not the lack of time in the mother of them, but you should try to get a paper shalom. Because maybe that's considered the Tehach Tzav. But Mithra Adina to first, Mithra Adina to the Tehach Tzav. I think the Tanakh is out, especially if it's printed by Greg. That was the correct. Printed by Greg, a lot of them are the Tehach Tzav. So Mithra Adina, we say it's not really the Tehach Tzav. So how can the Balmach be made to everybody else? If they say, well, can we have a call, Ramsh Vassad, Yad Rosh Hashanah out there. So that's why the Mithra should test me from the family of Greg, right? So the proper thing is, when the Balmach doesn't learn from a club, everybody should fall along the Hathorah personally because he cannot be made to you. Because we call Ram Shlichtav, Yachad Hashem, Yom Na'ateh. It's not an answer to say about there. It's again, whenever something is said with a Hatzav, to be made to others, it must be delayed from the Tzav Hashem. But he's not being made to me, he's being made to himself, and I'm being made to myself. Everybody learns to himself. So that's why the person, the literature person say, when the Balmach is not reading from the class, you should have another 9 people, at least 9 people from the shul, should be saying alone our prayers properly. Because if you don't have 9 people saying, so you don't have a minion participating in the Hathor. And the Mishnah says, Medina is just like you need a minion. And come after a prophet in Hathor. They say, they're not seeing another prophet in Hathor. You have to have a minion for Kriyat Hathor. And you must have the minion for a Hathor. This he learns Hathor from a class. So he's making all minions. Everybody listens and everybody keeps quiet. If he learns from a printed master, so then he can't be making everybody else. But you have to have a minion. You have to have 99 people reading along. That's the thing about the Hathor. No. One person says the bracha to be made to the whole people, and then you should have at least 9 people in addition to the Balmach, there should be the people. Should have all 10. The Balmach with another 9 should all play along, that's it. What is the Nikita? Getting back to the instruction issue, what is the issue over here? Regarding the other 12 in Tanakh, outside of Hanisha, Chemisha, Torah, Megillah, Tosfos. Whether they have the same dinner that Caesar of the Torah, the Gila Sestra, or not. Maybe they're written on paper. What do they need cloth? Maybe they need to shalom with yo. Maybe they need yo, like they said, what do you see? It's interesting, the pastor, the same thing explains you. Suppose they explain the Gemara. One guy, another guy that says, let's speak to him at Shah. Then they explain what the background of the issue is. It would appear that the background of the issue is a very major machlokes between the Rambam and the Raizim. The Yerushalmi says in Masechet Megillah that Lo'ati Lo'on, all of the Tzom of the Tanakh, all of the Tzom of the Rinnik Sivim, will be brought to with the one exception of Megillah says. That will not be better, because the prophet says in Megillah Tester, he's here from the Yerushalmi Megillah. So there's this book of Megillah Tester will never be forgotten from the Jewish nation. That's the quotation from Yerushalmi. Call us from our city in the Bethel. All the Tzom will be brought to. That's the question, what it means, except for Hamisha Chomisha Torah, and the Gila Fast of the Lord will not be done. So the question is, what does the word Bakr mean? So the Rambam writes, in the very end of the Rambam writes that it means that now it's only a Hariyah Ashur that we have 12 Dalit Tzom, we have 25 Tzom in Tanakh. And leave it there, there are only 6 Tzom in Tanakh. Hamisha Chomisha Torah and the Gila Fast. And the rest of the Rambam is written as only a Hariyah Ashur, it's only a Hariyah Banner. So thanks, it's the next thing. We have to hear if we have an additional, however many it is, an additional 18 throws. I leave it down if the whole Tanakh consists only of 6 throws. And Isha comes to say it, and we give our test, which was given the Ruach HaKodesh on the same level of Ruach HaKodesh as we say the Torah was given. That's how the Gemara says. Give Isha the Remes, the Gemara says about the Megillah test, give Isha the Remes, like Amita Shokola. So if I just say the Torah is Mita Meridoresh, so if the Megillah test is Mita Meridoresh. And what it means is the Megillah test is given with the same level of Ruach HaKodesh, as the Hamisha Chum Shetay. And the other thing is proven or not. So therefore, what do I need you to say? So the Rambam says, no, he says, given on a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh, doesn't mean anything. The Rambam says, no. That it means that all of the other Sifri HaTanach are only Hayu HaShem and the Rabbanon, that we treat them and make believe as if it's a part of Tanach. I'll leave it on this for now. What's the purpose of all of the Sifri HaNevuah? To give Nisr and Tachacha to the Rambam. They were sinning from the Rambam gave Nisr and Tachacha. So the Yerushalmi says, well, if they love her, then people will be Tzaditu, and they'll hold Baruch HaShem. Tamayla Yamachat, he said, there won't be any need for the Sifrei HaNeviim of Sivri. So the only thing you'll need would mean would be the Chamisha Chomisha Torah. And the Gila Fest, which was given on the same level, with the same level of Ruach HaKodesh, so you give each other one, Chamisha Shafel, so you'll just have these six, and the other time will be buckled in the sense, so you no longer have to do six Sifrei HaKodesh. That's what the Lama was. And the writer disagrees very strongly with this Lama, the writer of the Yom HaKodesh of Megillah, and he says, Hashanah, what do you mean? He says, Tanakh. Tanakh is a Tanakh, Sifrei HaKodesh. What do you mean? It's only Yahshua, that the Rabbanim make the leader of the Tanakh. So you can use that, it's your Tanakh. So the writer says, no, it means that no one does that. Yes, that is not as though we learn not only from Chamisha Chomisha Torah, we learn to have a Torah. We learn sometimes how Torah is in the Dream, and we learn still on different occasions, different ideas. But if you know that, if you still will be sitting in the book, if you will be brought to hell, you will not learn from the other throws. Outside of the Chamisha Chomisha Torah, the Megillah Fest, which will still be used even at that time, like 11. But it doesn't mean that the Kedusha Sifrei HaKodesh from the other form of the Tanakh will be the same. It is a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Raizim have to view what is the nature of the other form of Tanakh. Moshe Rabbeinu has only given Chamisha Chomisha Torah, that's all. And then later than he gives the Megillah Fest, there's some type of a level of Ruach HaKodesh, which the Yerushalmi is commenting on the Tosafot. Even in Shalom Yom, the Kamita Shofet, the Shalom Yom, the Senah is on the same level as the Shofet. Just like the Shofet, Nitan and Yidarish, the Shofet and Yidarish, the Shofet and Yidarish. And the other form of the Mim, it's simply the Shofet and Yidarish. So the Shofet said, they're not on that level. So the Shofet said, what right do the Chachamim have, the Ashikim Chagrela? What right do they have to incorporate them into the canon, into the Kisah Shofet? What kind of a deal is that? So the Ramam Tachol, we have no one. That they're not part of the Tanakh. There is no such thing in Tanakh. There's only 55 in the Gila Tester, and the rest is only with the Rabbanon and the Hayu HaShua. So long Hayu HaShua for 2,000 years. So long Hayu HaShua that we have you, Shua, Shepherd, Shua, Melachim, Simon. So long Hayu HaShua and the Rabbanon. I mean, I tell you, all you have is 55 in the Gila Tester. Everything I tell you is faith with the Rabbanon. Imitation to say Tester. And the Rabbin holds no, that it's just like you have a dream, that the Chachamim have a right to extend the Beit HaMikdash, to the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. You can be mighty to live all of us, you can extend the Bishop of Yerushalayim, you can extend Kedusha Tazara, you can be based on all kinds of Kedusha, the Beis Nagara was empowered to be based on Kedusha. So too, the Anshei Tzom HaKodesh were empowered to be based on Kedusha Tzom HaKodesh. And the other song that they added on to the Tanakh, not just the Chamisha Chomisha Torah Megillah Tester, which we did in Shalom Yom, the Chamisha Chomisha Torah. The other song that we read in Kedusha the world form created in creation is a traditional prayer, not the Rabbana. And the Rishami says that the Dibakla means the Dibakla is correct in the Hebrew. They don't bother to learn, but they still have a Christian teacher Kurdish. It could be that the fact is that this is the background of this Machlaiki, the two days in the Ramah, the two days in Kurdish. Whether they're doing a class, and they're doing a B.O., or a requirement to see that teacher Kurdish are limited doctrine, if there's a parent to do that first, because those are the only two attempts to teacher Kurdish. The others are only limitations to teacher Kurdish with the Rabbanon, so maybe the Rabbanon. So the people are going to end it as a teacher, but you don't have to be so much, to be faithful, to not be Here's the fellow, that's one day. The other day says perhaps no, the other day perhaps holds very well for the people that have been able to them, or perhaps the other day holds up the right of it, it's a real window right there. But the whole Tanakh has crucial keys for them, so it requires all the people to see that they can tell them, and I tell them, have you ever seen them? That's another Gemara, that's a Bavli, the Gemara, see I mentioned that Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi said that I'm going to write a book in Yerushalmi that I said, let it tell us from the Kehle and Chut, and the Chamisha from Shetele, and the Gila Tef. This is another Gemara in Bavli and the Gorim around that Lama Tef, and what it says, if the Lady Yisrael wouldn't have seen, a Kodazor who would have not given them, in addition to Chamisha from Shetele, anything more than Tehi Yeshua. So, because of Chashir Tehi Yisrael, Tehi Yeshua, he's the only Gvula Tehi. They wouldn't have needed the other. The other is a pure Muslim. So these things are in the Vilgi Tachar. That's another demand. But the Yerushalmi, where the Rambam in the Rabbi prayed, where the Rambam learned the Yerushalmi, call us from the prayer, even include Yeshua. So the only thing that will not be taught will be Chamisha from Shetele. And we will have everything that will be done.
What is the
moral concerning the Rambam's revelation as well? Perhaps, but they will go to that. The Gemara asks that question. He's got real halachas that are learned out, and what happened to Sayyid Cheskel wrote on Sayyid Cheskel? Me, Cheskel, I know he invented it. The Gemara says, no, the Hilchot of the Gemara, the other part of the Gemara, halacha Moshe Nistina. The other part says, what do you Cheskel, ask me how I call you Cheskel wrote again. So even before Cheskel wrote him, and after Cheskel wrote him, he buckled, and for the Raman Jew, the halacha was still the halacha Moshe Nistina. The Gemara was still the Gemara. You always talk
about how many
times you die, and you're going to Raman Jew. Yeah, Timothy died, he's certainly the Gemara. I've seen it down that if I touch the safety prayer, you're not allowed to touch the safety prayer if you do him to touch the cloth. And if you do, then the Mishnah is like, you don't know if you tell me what you die. You're become tell me again. That's children with the Rabbana. Yeah. But that's in the Rabbana, but it's not, it's all two separate. Yeah, that's my point. Right, you're not doing the whole reason why two separate is in the time of part of the story, you know. I just dealt with one interesting minor regarding the end of Sefer Bereishis. At the very end of Bereishis, we found that Yaakov being left at Shavuot, they should know she took him back there, there to Israel after he died, and it says that they followed his Shavuot, and they took him back there to Israel. Then the Pasuk closes that Yosef also assisted. By any way to the Lechav, and he made, and don't forget me, by Yad Bereishis, and he made himself, and he gave to him, and he left him, and he left him, and he left him, and she took him back there. So this passage says later in the beginning of the passage, the Shalach, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim, the Haftacha that they had given to Yosef HaTzah. But the verse says, Eitach Moshe Tzatzah to Yosef Yim Atzim, as there he did, you know, he said, Lein, a Pachot Yitzchel to me, 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 Yitzchel to me. But the Pachot Yim Atzim, he didn't say, Shekhan Bayag Da Yosef Yim Atzim, he said, Dei Radlan, Hashbea Hizbiya. Why the double lesson, Hashbea Hizbiya? Rashi talks from the Chachamim, from the Chilchot, his Biyam, she has Biyam Zeneihem. Jacob knew that the people who were around, to whom he was speaking, would not be alive 210 years later, when it's time for him to hear from something. What if it happens, they're going to make them fear, they're going to take him out from the throne, they're not going to be alive themselves, so the school will be bubbling with him. So his Biyam, she has Biyam Zeneihem. If he made them fear, that he'll make their children fear, that he'll make their children fear, and so on and so on, that whoever will be alive at the time of his time. Yes. That's why he says, Hashbea Hizbiya. He made him swear that they would make their children swear to himself. It's interesting though that Achavah, one of the great gamemen before the Second World War, Well, we asked what we knew about Jain Ujjani and Dr. Kirsarth and everything. What did you have to say about the Gimel Shavuot? That's what the Kirsarth was similar about. You might have heard at the end of the Kibbutz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the name, it's not called the Pasuk of the Shir HaShir. It's about the explanation of Islam is called the Aleph HaKadosh. So that Pasuk appears three times in the Shir HaShir. It's about the explanation of Islam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Jewish nation clear three Shavuot. What are the three Shavuot that it is? The Gimel has in the very end of the Gimel Kibbutz. God made the Jewish nation take three codes. And then, well, that the one who votes against the God to grip can be necessary back from the grain, but let the Mashiach that can come, and it will be given to us in heaven. We won't declare the world and grip it. So, the Almachlet is in Europe, right, where the Jewish work is so bad and not bad, so the votes who were anti-Zionist, how can you have a Zionist movement? The fourth thing was to get back to Israel, straight to the mayor. That's a violation of the oath that he swore to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, his BM. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made us swear, and said that he took the oath. So they limited the image of the Yad of Bachom, they won't force the issue, they won't hear those, and so on. And the Zionists, the Zionists, the Zionists, the Chayyar came to the Shavuot, and not binding, it's not quoting one, and it's not quoting the other, it's not quoting Shavuot. But it's not binding, because they both read after the deal, so you don't have to, you're not bound by it, you know, whatever, all those. So they asked the Rebbe Shavuot, what did he have to say about that? He didn't want to get involved. The other thing about the Agudah, the other thing about the Agudah, is one person said, you got to ask people about the Lulav Tzarek Eged. Agudah? But he had to tie up the Eged, but he had to tie up the Lulav Tzarek Eged. He didn't want to write about it, he didn't want to write about it, he didn't want to write about it. So the other thing about the Gimel Shavuot, what did they say about the Gimel Shavuot? Everybody in Europe used to write him letters. He was a guy that used to answer hundreds of letters, literally, every day. He used to send him, all the Yeshiva back in Europe. That's people from the Thousand Yeshiva, from the New Yeshiva, in Europe used to have like these type in America, and, postcards that are folded over. So you, a double postcard. And then the years ago you send it, some of them still have it now. So you send the postcard, and the other person rips off of your oath, and he sends you back the postcard. So we all, we should have already sent you like a shovel out cashier, and a double postcard, and you have to pay for the postage, so you would go both in one day, because you had hundreds of letters. Most of it was to Berlin, and sometimes the letters were shot at the other one. So the people were left cashier just in order to get back a letter from the other shovel again. Make Ashen do up with him at Kasha. That was Machadet. He was stupid Kasha. That's a stupid Kasha. The final question of Ashayla, what did you hold about the Gimel Shavuot? The answer to one of these questions, the Gimel Shavuot, if he ignores the whole issue of Zion, it's not just stupid there. That's our question. How come Yisrael knew that the people who were for whom he was speaking would not be alive at the time of the Pierce himself? So the question is, was B.M. Shay as B.M. Shay as B.M. He made them clear, they can make their children clear, make their children clear, make their children clear, so the Lord is alive at the time of the Pentecost, we'll take his body, we'll take his bones out. I listen to that smoke that. I'll take the earth of our father's bones out. And how come I begin to swear if we don't find out that his brother made us swear that we make our children swear, we make our children swear, and so I just said, yeah, thank God, thank you, sir. So the Rabbi Shavu suggested the following then. He said that you should have started to live before Matthew Fahey. But before Matthew Fahey, there was no concept of salvation. There was no spirit of salvation. So if I make an individual take a shavuot, that shavuot is binding on him, it's not binding on his descendants. And if I know that this person to whom I'm speaking will not be alive in another 210 years, he won't be in a position, he himself will not be alive. How do you want to take my bones out? So the only way to do it is to be my BM, so I'll be again. I want you to say that I can make your children say that I can make their children feel affection. That someone's going to get me out of it. So if I put his bones out, it's speaking to Shiashim, the Shem Amalek right. It's not the explanation of Shalayim. That was after Martin Ferrer. After Martin Ferrer, there was a concept of Christ himself as a nation, as one body, as a unit. So that is both made for himself as a shvur, Christ himself as a shvur. And that shvur, the three shvurs were binding in the realm of God. He didn't have to make them swear that they'd make their children so that they'd make their children swear. The Christ himself as a shvur, so the shvur is binding in the realm of God. But it's interesting that this Kiddush, that the Rabbi Shavu said, is not your Kiddush. The state's shining in the custom. It doesn't go there like that. It doesn't go there like that. But the real concept, of Shavuot, not people. We have a concept of Minhag. We have demons, for the time, we have demons in Atara, then you have the demons of the Rabbanim, we have biblical demons, demons of the Rabbanim, that are not biblical. Then you have Minhag. In what way I'm in heaven bound me? Why I'm in heaven bound me? So in the rebellion with Machlokes, what's the story of Minhag? So the Rambam has a unique sheet, the Rambam hasn't gone from a different sheet, but the sheet that is spread in the rebellion from the ratio of dollars, they say, so that they call sheet and follow our faith. The Rambam is very close to the opinion of all their faces, and all the non-binding in the Psalm, Neger, the Shavua. It's considered as if the whole people have taken a Neger, that they're going to clap Haman, when they're reading Jews. A minute, Haman Pasha, whatever, a minute, he's crap like on Shavua, whatever the Minhagim are. care for another Shema, to care for our fellow pagans, we care again. As a matter of fact, we were living in a free country, we care for our fellow pagans. It's only a minute. It's not we care again, they're up on it. It's only a minute. So why is the minute buying what I want it? The answer is no. The minute has people. The people have accepted the minute. What people? I've never accepted anything. But the case is no, the people is considered one body. When the people 100 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, took a member, took a shvur, not as individual. They took the shvur and other as a member of people. Or a shvur of that people that's binding on all the way of our brain, who relate to that people who are still members of that people. That's Dr. Bechilin said, the Rabbi Shevet said, Laka Mati Tei, we have such a tool. We have a concept of people, and the people can take a letter of shvur. Kode Mati Tei, you're able to speak to the brothers, we still Mati Tei, but if they're just private individuals. The private individual cannot take a shvur that will be binding on the day of our brain. So how do you want to be nice to him? She has do, you know. That's all I can do.